You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here to talk about that one play. And in this case, that one play is the 2011 touchdown to Torrey Smith that beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh dramatically to end a 92-yard drive. Here to join me to talk about that is Voss Larikos of Baltimore Beatdown. Voss, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Ken. Thanks for having me on. Excited to talk about what I believe was maybe one of the pivotal plays of the early Harbaugh tenure.
Yeah, it was definitely a very cool play. One of the great Harbaugh teams of that early era in 2011, certainly. And they came right out and they beat Pittsburgh on opening day. But I don't want to trample on your toes too much. You tell us the story the way you want to do it.
Sure. So a little background here. The John Harbaugh, Joe Flacco combination was 2-6 versus Pittsburgh in the first three seasons, 08 through 10, including two. They bounced Pittsburgh, defeated the Ravens in the playoffs twice in both 08 and 10. In that 2010 season, the Ravens seemingly had the division almost wrapped up. I believe they were undefeated at home until a late fourth quarter Troy Polamalu strip sack gave the ball to Pittsburgh, gave them the win, gave them the division, which contributed to that playoff loss. And then the Ravens rebounded in week one of the 2011 season with just a really a thorough beatdown, 35-7. They really put it on the Steelers off of that playoff loss. There were some fisticuffs with Troy Polamalu and Ray Rice and et cetera, and it led into this next game.
That game had everything. That first game in Baltimore, a lot of people remember it. If you're too young to remember it, all I can say is make sure you get a chance to view it if you really want to understand how the Ravens' four defensive greats of the era were. Nada, Reed, Suggs, and Lewis each had remarkable games. They had a total of 7 turnovers in the game, and each of them was involved in multiple turnovers during that game. You will never see a greater performance of the four big stars all at once. The Ravens rolled over them 35-7, got Tomlin very upset, got certain Pittsburgh players very scared on the field, evidently. But that was kind of the backdrop going into this second game. And the Ravens needed it badly, didn't they?
They sure did. There was a neck-and-neck race going down the season with the Steelers. The Steelers really had the Ravens number to some extent to that point. I mean, there wasn't thorough domination, but two times in the playoffs, and Joe Flacco, his touchdown-interception ratio going into this game was 10 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. He ended up finishing his career, or from that point forward, 18 touchdowns to 8 interceptions against the Steelers. So he sort of got the monkey off his back there. It was also Torrey Smith's rookie season. And he had that big week three, three touchdown game in St. Louis. But he was relatively quiet until this game, excluding that one week three game.
Yeah, that's a great point about Torrey Smith. And he certainly erupted with three touchdowns in his first three NFL catches. That had been the first time that had been done in the post-merger era, I believe was what it was at the time. I don't believe it has been done since. It's still a thoroughly remarkable feat, both in terms of the catches and the distance. The other thing I remember about that 2011 team kind of going into this game and throughout the season is that they had four losses during the regular season. All of them were on the road to bad teams. So this was one of the few times where Harbaugh teams stumbled against lesser opponents, which they normally just thumped. But they lost at Tennessee in week two, and that was not a good Tennessee team. They lost at Jacksonville in a nightmarish Monday night game, 12-7, one that was just a misery to watch. I can tell you that they lost at Seattle 22-17, even though the game league came back in that one, a bad Seattle team. And then they lost at San Diego. And this is one of the few really bad Charger teams of the era, a game. I believe Antoine Barnes came back and had four sacks against the Ravens in a 34-14 loss. So that's about as bad as it gets in those terms. Fortunately, at that very, very same day, the Steelers were keeping the Ravens in first place, but the Ravens tried to give it away on a few times to the Steelers. They beat the good opponents that year. They really lost to a bunch of bad teams.
That Jacksonville one really stands out as really just a disappointing. The whole pregame was Ray Lewis, a hot homage to Ray Lewis, and then Maurice Jones-Drew just embarrassed them. But back to this game here. I think this was probably the peak of the Ravens-Steelers rivalry or thereabouts. And it's been a very solid rivalry, but they weren't always necessarily meeting in the conference championship game routinely. So this game in particular, notably, Hines Ward was knocked out of the game and essentially ended his career. Ray Lewis hit him coming across the middle. Mm-hmm. That was after Jarrett Johnson knocked him out of the first game. So as much punishment as he delivered to the Ravens over the years, they did get the last laugh in the end. Also, good note was this was one of Terrell Suggs' patented screen interceptions, where he had that uncanny ability to just know when it was coming and jump out there and hide behind somebody and then jump up and took an interception from Big Ben. Also had a James Harrison strip sack for Pittsburgh. So it really, a lot of the stars were shining bright of that era, of that rivalry.
Yeah. The Suggs peekaboo interceptions were a thing of beauty. And I'm just going to tell a brief story about this, because I think he had two in the regular season, and both of them were against Pittsburgh and Roethlisberger, if I recall correctly. But he had one in training camp, and I still remember it to this day. He's hanging out on his usual spot opposite the left tackle, and somehow he just knew. And he went up, he tucked his head down for the ball as if he wasn't looking. Flacco tried to throw the ball in that direction. Suggs leapt up, caught the ball, ran immediately into the end zone. He usually just blow the play dead, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Spiked the ball like crazy. The defense is going wild over it. And I think it was Crockett Gilmore, but it might have been Todd Heap, one of those two. I think it was Crockett Gilmore at the time, got up and said, "I don't know how he knew that play was coming. This is the first time we run that all camp." And it was Terrell Suggs loved to play camp.
It was a special player to have that ability to go along with his edge setting and his power rush. It's not a combination you would expect. The golden era in a way. But this game was a back and forth game. The Ravens jumped out to a 16-6 lead after the Suggs interception. It was tough sledding on the ground. Pittsburgh was able to hold Ray Rice under 2.5, or the entire rushing offense under 2.5 yards of carry. Pittsburgh, after the Harrison strip sack, Big Ben found Mike Wallace for a touchdown to put them up 20-16. And essentially, the Ravens had to throw the ball to win. And Joe Flacco, this was technically the seventh career 300-yard game of his career. So he became more of a prolific passer after this. He was still kind of finding his way. Went to Aquan Bolden quite a bit. He led the Ravens with 88 receiving yards leading up to this pivotal drive with the game, and as we will kind of find out later, the division on the line.
Bolden really the key receiver on the big drive, and they started at their own 8-yard line, And Bolden had three of the big catches, but he had a 21-yard catch early on second and eight. That kind of dug them out of the hole, so that was good. And then the big one came on fourth and one. They ran a clear-out route, so he was...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Man on man, I believe, with Willie Gay in the middle of the field. He caught a 10-yard ball. And then he had one more for 11 yards that gave him a first down with 28 seconds to play. But that I may already be running past a play that you want to talk about, though.
Right. So the Ravens are up against the gun here with less than two minutes on the road. And Pittsburgh, I mean, they had I'm assuming you were at the game, and this was when they would play the Renegade song and really get the crowd lively. And under those situations, Flacco had kind of folded in previous games until this game. And three plays before the touchdown, Torrey Smith gets a step on a go ball down the right sideline. Flacco climbs up in the pocket beautifully and delivers a ball right to his fingertips. He had two steps of separation, and he just flat dropped it. But that did not deter Flacco from going back to that well two plays later.
Yeah, it was a great throw. I remember it being down the left sideline. Collinsworth talked about it a little bit. I think it was Ike Taylor was over there.
Yes.
Trying to stay with him. And Collinsworth said, ball's got to be caught. A championship moment. I can even remember the words pretty much as, it is not an easy catch, but it's a catch that's got to be made. And he let it get through his hands. He did have to kind of twist his body back towards the outside to catch the ball. A little bit of a difficult grab, and fairly stated as such, but one that I think Torrey Smith really thought he should have had.
Yeah, absolutely. So that leads us right into, so then they pick up the first down with Bolden, leads us right into this play with Torrey Smith. Down the right sideline. The first one was the left. He gets behind William Gay. He kind of pushes off William Gay. He gets the flag. It doesn't matter regardless, because he gets behind Ryan Clark and catches the touchdown. And that was pretty much all she wrote. There was 8 seconds left on the clock after that.
Veteran play, in terms of the push off, that's how it often is pointed out in these kind of situations. If it's, that's pass interference, if it's the defender, but that's a veteran play. If it's the wide receiver, terrible angle by Clark to that play. Not of the same order of magnitude as the Mile High Miracle. That was worse, but But this was bad in terms of, and Steelers fans blame it all on Clark. It has nothing to do with Torrey Smith or Flacco or anything else. It's all Ryan Clark messing it up on the angle. And that 92-yard drive killed their season. It wasn't the later fact that they lost to Tim Tebow in the playoffs. All right.
So the Ravens end up winning that game. Both teams end up finishing 12-4 that season. So that's how the Ravens had the home field and advantage. Pittsburgh was bounced early in the playoffs. Obviously, as we know, the Ravens went on to make that run to the conference championship game that was derailed by Lee Evans and Billy Cundiff. But I really do think that this game gave Flacco in particular some confidence to become that January Joe player that he did become. Really, he wasn't January Joe in 2008, 9, or 10. He was in 11, 12, and 14. And I think, you know, they say you have to see the ball go through the hoop sometimes. He put the team on his back and put him in a must-pass situation and went down the field. And I also think this play was an exhibit of Torrey Smith becoming a clutch player throughout his time in Baltimore. This wasn't the only clutch play he made, obviously against the Patriots the following 20, and then two touchdowns in the first half of the Maha Miroku game that a lot of people forget against Champ Bailey. He was a clutch play, and then the 2014 playoffs as well. So I really do think that this was one of those plays that had more of an impact than just one play showed.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's very pivotal, and certainly that drive is one that Steelers fans just bemoan. It's hard for me to get over the fact, and sometimes this often happens where teams have this separate view of themselves in and out of the playoffs, and the Ravens are slapped in the face by their fans about it all the time, but the 76 Steelers, their Steelers fans think of themselves as being the greatest defense of all time. They want to be regular season only. That's the discussion. Five strutouts but they don't want to talk about the 24 they gave up to Oakland in the playoffs. And they don't want to talk about the playoffs at all when they got bounced, in the divisional round, I think. Might have been the FCC, but either way, they got beat. And same thing with the Bears in 85 and 86. They are classic, wanting to combine the 85 postseason with the 86 regular season. Just the most ridiculous thing. Yeah, but they can't just say one or the other. Anyway, the 2000 Ravens, Baltimore Bullies just out, but they still have the claim to be the greatest defense ever. And this Steelers team and their fans just unable to separate a terrible postseason. And admittedly, it wasn't just a bad play to be in a 23-23 tie with Tim Tebow led Broncos. It wasn't just that one play that beat them.
Oh, the Demaryius Thomas, right? That was the one. Yeah. No, I think the Ravens, before this game out, I think Pittsburgh was their big brother. Mm-hmm. I think they were twin brothers at this point, if not even combining with the week one beatdown, maybe they became just a little bit of a bigger brother. And I do think it continued on into seasons after that. As we know, there was a pretty good stretch there in the middle of the last decade where Harbaugh really seemed to have Tomlin's number. And it's gone back and forth and ebbed and flowed through the years. But this was the game where – and they didn't get that monkey off their back as far as beating the Steelers in the playoffs in 2014. But I think this did prove to them, show them, we are right up there on the same caliber as the Steelers and the Patriots and the Broncos and the best teams back then.
Yeah, absolutely. That the obviously disappointing loss the following week, but that the 2011 team, that play made the difference from being a wild card team and potentially going to Denver and getting bounced, and being a bye team playing the Texans at home, beating them and having a fairly direct road to the AFC Championship where they certainly had a game loss.
And, sliding door moments, you never know. But maybe if they don't make this play, they're on the road in the first round and they don't make that run to the conference championship game and have that heartbreaking loss, which was a lot of the impetus for the 2012 Super Bowl run. So you never know how it goes. But this was one of those plays that defined the early portion I kind of consider it the first half of the Flacco era, the second half, or the first half of the Harbaugh, and the second, maybe Harbaugh now is a third act. But as far as the first half and when Flacco really became that franchise quarterback, this was one of those plays.
Yeah, Very well done, Voss. Really appreciate having you on. This is an extremely tight episode. Appreciate you doing it. Tell folks where they can talk football with you.
I am the co-managing editor at Baltimore Beatdown. You can find me on Twitter at Vasilis Beatdown, V-A-S-I-L-I-S Beatdown.
All right. Outstanding. If you're out there and you want to do a That One Play episode, hit me up with a DM on Twitter with your play in mind. I'm suggesting a few every day on Twitter if you want to follow me and take a look at what those are. I'm at Film Study Ravens. Thanks for joining us, Voss. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.